Chapter 13.1 Section Summary.
In the early 1700s, most Europeans and Americans grew their own food and made their own clothes. By the mid-1700s, however, the Industrial Revolution had begun in Britain. This period was marked by fast growth in the use of machines in factories. Population growth increased the demand for goods made in these factories. The first factories made textiles, or cloth, by using water frames invented by Englishman Richard Arkwright in 1769. These large spinning machines could make dozens of threads at a time. The machines were powered by running water, so they had to be set up in factories near streams. Samuel Slater took some plans for machines from England to the United States in 1793 and set up a factory in Rhode Island. The factory made weaving thread as well as the sewing thread invented by his wife, Hannah Slater. Samuel and his partners, Smith Brown and William Almy, opened more factories. Most were in the northeastern United States, where people could afford to build new factories. This region also had many streams and rivers to power the new machines. In other industries, technology, or the tools used to produce goods, had not improved greatly. Eli Whitney wanted to change this. He had invented a method for making guns quickly. Whitney promised the U.S. government that he could make 10,000 guns in 2 years. Whitney's technology was based on interchangeable parts, which meant that each part that went into making the product would be almost exactly the same. Other businesses used mass production to manufacture goods. Mass production is the making of many identical goods efficiently. Britain could easily find skilled laborers to work for low pay in its factories. British factory-made goods were cheap, and traders could sell them overseas. In the United States, however, farmland was cheap, so people stayed on their farms. American factory owners had to offer better pay to attract workers. Therefore, factory goods made in the United States cost more than those made in Britain. During the War of 1812, however, the United States was fighting Britain. Therefore, Americans could not buy British goods. American manufacturers were then able to sell their goods in the United States without much competition. As people realized how dependent they had become on foreign-made goods, manufacturers built more factories in America to meet consumer demand. Machines and factories brought change to Americans' lives. People moved from farms to cities to work in factories, and machines made goods quickly and cheaply.